It's the latest craze among some preteens. Ask many tweens what's at the top of their wish list, and there's a good chance the answer will be skincare products. Special correspondent and Washington Post columnist Catherine Rampell has the story about the growth and concerns around this boom.
One of Emma Scott's must-have skincare products is her Glow Recipe Toner.
And if you smell it, it smells like really good.
Oh, yeah. Sort of fruity.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-year-old's preferred body butter, Sol de Janeiro.
This one is like a creamy consistency.
In her skincare fridge.
I really like this Laneige sleeping mask.
And for lip care, Summer Fridays Butter Balm.
Because it's like a limited edition, and I was like, oh, I really want this.
Scott does a multi-step skincare routine every morning and every evening.
In the morning, I'll do a face wash, a toner, a moisturizer, and my e.l.f. tinted SPF.
Why do you do it every day?
Because I feel like it's really hydrating for your skin, and it feels good on my skin. Normally, when I first wake up, I look like really like a white ghost, so I like being a little bit tanner and glowier.
Move over, Barbie. Today's tweens are obsessed with expensive skincare, products usually marketed to a much older, wealthier clientele. Households with tweens, age 6 through 12, spent almost $2.5 billion on facial skincare last year, an annual spending increase of 27%, more than double the average.
I like that it's like kind of watery.
So this is Scott's like skincare crew, a group of friends and fellow skincare enthusiasts who meet daily, usually online, to bond over their beauty regimes.
I'm gonna moisturize my hands.
The girls' parents are still getting up to speed.
I don't really use a whole lot of anything, so it's been very eye-opening for me.
Amy Scott is Emma's mother.
Sometimes I get her leftovers. So I have started using a gel moisturizer that she has turned me on to.
And you got her leftovers because she didn't like it?
No, she was just sick of using it. She always is looking for the newest thing.
Get ready with me for the day.
The newest thing as seen on social media.
First, I'm going to use these bronzer drops and then the oil. Let's do it.
YouTube and TikTok team with so-called skinfluencer content.
We're going to do a pump of that, is that what it is?
I'm going to go in with a little bit of this Paul's Choice moisturizer.
There are Get Ready With Me videos of step-by-step routines.
I love that stuff. It makes my skin feel so good after putting that stuff on.
We got
unboxing videos and PR hauls showcase the latest products.
Glow Recipe, look how this box opens. Very unique.
Sent to influencers by brands for promotion.
This is the actual Plum Pump Moisturizer. Fabulous! Thank you, Glow Recipe.
She sees this person opening this product and is like, oh, I have to try that. It's very expensive. So it's trying to say, let's talk about this. Is it really worth it?
The most popular place to shop for skincare, Sephora.
First thing first, we need to see if they have the new Sol de Janeiro body cream.
There's this girl that I watch, Allie Ross, and she goes to Sephora a lot.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
And she'll like buy all these products.
The retailer is now notorious for packs of young shoppers or Sephora kids looking for viral skincare products. Emma Scott goes at least once a week.
How much do you think Emma has spent this year?
It's got to be hundreds.
Do they have the pink one?
We tagged along with the skincare crew on a recent visit as they browsed, tested, counted their money,
20, 30.
And spent.
Thank you.
Amy Scott insists Emma use her own money or gift cards from her birthday and other holidays. While this trend is certainly a boon for Sephora, others aren't totally sold.
We're seeing 10, 11, 12-year-old girls bring in a shopping bag of their 12-step routine that they're doing in the morning and their 10-step routine that they're doing at night.
Nava Greenfield is a dermatologist in Manhattan.
They might say, I want beautiful, flawless, perfect skin, and I'm looking at them thinking, you already have that. There are a few times in life where a skin is gonna be more beautiful.
Next up, my Glow Recipe Firm Serum. Gotta keep those wrinkles away.
Greenfield blames influencers for convincing tweens that they need lotions and potions containing anti-aging agents like retinol and other active ingredients that can be harmful to young skin.
Ever since I took my mom's retinol and started using it, I swear I've aged backwards. I look so young.
Just like adults will use Dr. Google to talk to me about their skin and about what they think is going on with their rash, adolescents do too.
So it's Dr. TikTok instead of Dr. Google.
Exactly, yes.
My friend's skin is gorgeous.
Greenfield says it's not just young girls who think they need extensive skincare.
I have adolescent boys coming in and asking about Botox.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you tell them?
I tell them you don't need Botox. I'm very direct. And I tell the girls too, I say, you have perfect skin, I can't help you.
I think it's mostly just wanting to fit in and feeling connected to their friends and being a part of the new trend and craze.
You guys know, but psychotherapist Sonia Rodriguez says the high cost can be a stressor.
This is a huge issue because a lot of parents can't afford this, and the kids feel like I can't keep up with my friends.
Post-pandemic tweens are also hyper-aware of how they look on camera.
A lot of kids were able to hide behind masks, and now there's no masks, and there's also so much happening on their phones with their face front and center.
Do you think that there's more focus on physical appearance today than was the case when you started out practicing?
Yes, absolutely. I think now with social media and the pressure that kids are constantly feeling with all of the products that they're seeing, how people are looking, the airbrushing, there's so much pressure on kids to look a certain way.
Emma Scott says her primping routine is just a hobby.
Doing it with my friends, it's really fun. And I feel like it's really relaxing. And I can sit up here and like watch a movie and just have a face mask on and do all that fun stuff.
Emma says she avoids ingredients that are bad for young skin. Mom Amy keeps tabs on Emma and the rest of her crew.
For all of them not to like compare themselves, you know, to these digital influencers, because a lot of them are very pretty, you know, and from my standpoint, always being involved and knowing that it's okay to say no.
Amy makes sure her daughter carefully weighs each purchase.
She'll say, this is at Sephora, I want to go see what it is, or I want to buy it. Well, why would you want to buy it? You know, because so-and-so has it. Well, that's no reason to buy something.
Dr. Greenfield admits there are some benefits to the skincare craze.
It's wonderful from my perspective that people are thinking about their skin and people are taking the health of their skin very seriously, more so than we ever used to. But it's important to strike a balance. If their goal is to have healthy skin, well, then that's really just about a cleanser, a moisturizer, and sunscreen. You really don't need anything more than that.
Believe me or not. Despite what you might hear from Dr. TikTok. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Katherine Rampell in Greensboro, North Carolina.